The Baltimore City School System has embarked on a $1 billion program, the 21st Century Schools Building Plan, to update and renovate nearly 24 overcrowded and outdated schools that are some of the oldest schools in the state. As WYPR's Jonna McCone reports, closing buildings and moving students, no matter the end goal, can be hard to swallow.
I'm wondering why I take from this school and put a million or a billion, whatever amount of money you're putting into Frederick, but you're not willing to take some money and put it into this school.
That's Marvin Walker. His daughter attends Samuel F.B. Morse Elementary in Southwest Baltimore. It's one of the last anchor institutions in this neighborhood of vacant homes and broken sidewalks, and the school is slated to close, pending school board approval. More students will move to nearby Frederick Elementary. It's one of the schools being modernized to accommodate more students as part of the 21st Century Schools program. Walker and several other Morse parents went to the school board last week. They said they had not been consulted about the closing, and they worried about the safety of students.
The children having to walk from this neighborhood to a total different neighborhood, and in between they have to travel through things that they wouldn't normally have to see or experience early in the morning to get to school.
Walker said he's also worried that children from different neighborhoods might not get along.
Because I'm from this block and you from that block, we have a problem. Or if I'm from this school and you from that school, we have a problem. And I don't think these children are going to be too accepting of these other elementary kids coming to their school.
Dr. David Lever, the executive director of the state's Interagency Committee on School Construction, acknowledges that closing schools and moving students around is painful, but he says there's a huge cost savings to using school space in the city more efficiently.
We know how difficult this process can be, but I think that people have to keep the longer goal in mind, which is the improvement.
That means better facilities, improved conditions for teachers, and more programming in newly consolidated schools. Mignon Anthony, executive director of the 21st Century Buildings Program, says its aggressive pace, dozens of schools in less than 5 years, means community involvement can be challenging.
I think the tight time frame is the issue with the 21st Century Program. It includes a significant amount of community meetings, input, workshops, student involvement, a lot of involvement with the principals, and we're doing that.
Can I answer this question?
But that wasn't good enough for Mike Haney, who spoke at a 21st Century meeting at Northwestern near Pikesville in late May. He's a graduate of the high school and member of the school's advisory board.
You want transparency, you want us to work with you, but it's all one way.
He and other residents were angered about the plan to eventually close Northwestern, which is less than half full, and move Forest Park High School students into the school while Forest Park is being renovated. He said school officials waited until the last minute to explain their plans.
When are we going to work together and collaborate together on an implementation plan without you stuffing it down our throat like you just said you're going to do? That's the problem.
In the end, Lever says these new schools are being designed to not just open and close with a school bell, but to incorporate social, civic, and recreation services for the community.
Every single project in Baltimore City in the 21st Century School Program will have those kinds of facilities within them. There's a lot of thought and a lot of attention that goes into defining the programs and the spaces that will be occupied by those programs.
And that's something that directly impacts the city's neighborhoods and the kids who live in them. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.